Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, it's part one of my Florida trip, the crazy shenanigans and ridiculous bullshit that I ran into. There's some crazy stories ahead. Let's get into the pod. But first, today's sponsor of the podcast is Staffline Pro. If you've got a job that sucks donkey balls, Staffline Pro can help you out. Easily create a profile and let Staffline Pro search for new jobs for you. Staffline Pro is a contingent workforce management software solution. The product is a contingent workers lifecycle management platform that allows job seekers to create a profile and get matched to jobs, assignments, and allows recruiters to hire candidates and manage onboarding, payroll, timesheets, and more. Product features include automated assignment matching, onboarding, payroll management, time management, referral rewards, and more. Staffline Pro can find the right candidates for employers and the right jobs for candidates in 24 hours or less. Visit StafflinePro.com. Let jobs find you. That's StafflinePro.com. All right, so here in Florida, what are we doing? We got St. Louis rush hour on the trip down to Florida.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, we are.
I'm so sleeping.
The rush hour is fucking ridiculous. I hit St. Louis at like 4 p.m. It was retarded. Cars were swerving in and out of each other. There was like an accident every 3 minutes.
Next topic.
What? Yeah, go.
So we went to Nashville, and we stayed in John and Cash's apartment at one time in his life. Okay, let me tell you about this.
Yeah, talk about it.
They had three beds in there. Pretty cool. Yeah, one was a sex bed.
It was a sex bed.
And I slept.
Did we have sex?
No.
We didn't have sex.
Because your neck is all jacked up.
Right, and I jacked off.
He was like this, like, okay.
I jacked off in the bed.
No, you didn't.
Well, you don't know what I did.
I do know what
Poor Johnny Cash got pregnant that night.
But then you should have seen this fucking bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Talk about the bathroom.
Talk about the bathroom. It, like, there's this bathtub that
1930s
was like...
1930s tub. Clawfoot. Yeah,
it was not fucking clogged.
The porcelain was all fucked up. There was mold. The pipes ran halfway out of the wall. And it took 5 minutes to get hot.
Right. Speaking about hot, I'm really hot tonight.
All right. We're going to appease you on that one.
So we were at that one, and we survived. And I stole a Reader's Digest. And I wanted to steal these two sloth things, but Chris said no.
No stealing. It's a $250 fine.
So... I'm looking.
No. Show me your boobs.
Then we went to Orlando. Okay,
Orlando.
Fucking ghetto.
So I thought it was funny. I checked into the Airbnb, and the instructions were like, "Hey, walk to the left of the house." And as I walked to the left of the house, I see the roof moving, near the. And I was like, "Oh fuck! There's lizards. There's like not hundreds, but dozens of lizards crawling around this house." And I was like, "Oh, that's nice. Little anoles or little geckos. They were all
Geico. Fucking geckos.
Well, they were
geckos
little lizards.
Water too.
They were.
Like, get your amphibians.
They jumped into my pants, and
they
I had two lizards in there. I drained my lizard.
Oh my god!
But got into the Airbnb. It was pretty decent.
And then you gotta tell them about your toilet.
Oh god, yeah. So my neck's all fucked up. And I'm having trouble sleeping. I pulled a nerve or something. So I get up.
Old.
Because I'm old as shit. So the only time to sit down and relax, there's no chairs in the Airbnb. So
you it's fucking cranky.
You got to sit on the toilet. And I don't know if you've ever experienced like what a toilet comfort is.
Yes.
When you're old balls and you have to take a sit on a shitter...
And the water.
It was comfortable. But I'm like, I hadn't experienced any kind of relief.
No.
I didn't have to shit. I just sat on the toilet for an hour and a half. I watched the cops pull up.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and they busted the crack house across the street. So that
we called that when we came in.
Right, made me feel safe. There was black people doing drugs across the street. So
then we stayed in Orlando for a little bit. We went to Clearwater Beach.
Oh yeah, the beach was Clearwater Beach is definitely
a go-to.
It's gorgeous, right?
Like my face.
Waters okay. The waters are awesome.
The waters?
Yeah, the water's amazing. It's not dirt. Like, we went to Daytona Beach. And it was filthy. It's more for, like, biker guys and jellyfish and condoms.
Yes, we found those on the beach.
There was
fucking jellyfish all over. And then I found a condom.
Yeah, and then I fucked the jellyfish. It. Yeah, I put the jellyfish in my asshole. It was a whole electrifying experience. Like, just Jamie had to pee in my butthole. To fix the jellyfish stings.
Anyways.
But so, yeah, Clearwater Beach right outside of Tampa. It's great. Highly recommended. It was a 2-hour drive from Orlando. So, yeah, I'd definitely recommend. They had chairs, and we got hammered. Right, found a decent parking space.
We brought alcohol on the beach.
Yeah, you're not supposed to bring alcohol on the beach, but you can. It's a thing. I snuck beers in my ass. I keistered. You know when you push stuff in your butthole? It's called keistering things. I keistered a 6-pack of beer in my butthole. It stayed cold. It was amazing.
And this is when you hear crickets, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't put crickets in there. I put beers in there. It's a different story.
I fucking hate you. So anyways, we had a great time there.
Yeah.
Somehow we got back to our place because Chris was drunk.
Oh, God. Jamie,
and I went that night.
You passed out, and then I will say one nice thing about the newer style cars is they're robots. So
this is not a newer site.
It is. The rental car is what, like a 2016? It has like automated.
Oh, so new.
Well, it has like a cruise control feature plus like a sensor to slow down, speed up with the car ahead of you.
You have like a 1900 Ranger.
Yeah, I drive a horse and a buggy. I'm Amish.
I'm kidding.
It's nice. But so the newer cars, I can't wait till Elon Musk designs a robot that drives me places and just does everything for me. Pretty soon Cyberdyne will be a thing and T-100 or Arnold Schwarzenegger will come.
T-100, what's
whatever,
that?
It's the name of the, no, it's T-800. T-800?
I don't know.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger is a robot and he'll shoot me and jerk
Isn't
me off.
Isn't that like It'll RoboCop?
Be, yeah, you're close. That's... No, not the same movie, but it's a different guy.
Oh, okay.
They put a brain in a robot body.
So then there was this one time.
Yes, at band camp. I put a flute in my pussy, and it was a musical time.
Why are you trying so hard?
I try hard. And the only time that I'm hard is during the podcast. I'm definitely not hard in bed.
He gets hard when I talk sweet lovin's.
That's gay. Keep that shit to yourself.
Oh, but it's true.
Keep it to yourself.
He's so gay.
All right, let's not tell everybody how gay I am.
Gay I am.
Gay I am for feelings. Yeah, go.
We can quick talk about. So we're coming to Miami, and Chris booked this Airbnb. We get there. It's like fancy. You know, we're like in this wind apartment. We pull up for... This is recording.
Yeah, keep going.
And we're trying to get valet parking. He's been trying to contact this Zuli lady all day, and...
Right, Zuli fucked me right in the asshole. She's a cunt. So what happened was this is the, you know, the host's first time hosting this Airbnb.
So we got cheap.
It was a discount, and so it was the middle of downtown Miami. Well, when I got there, I talked to the property manager, and she wasn't even supposed to be renting this unit out. So she was doing it
illegally,
fraudulently, and so the property manager was like, "Well, she's going to get evicted."
Which is cool.
And if you were to stay here, the cops would come get you and remove you. So I lost $600 on this Airbnb.
Okay, you did not lose $600.
Well, it's under investigation.
It'll be fine.
So we'll see.
Da 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 da! Super Jamie came in and rescued the day because she found this bomb ass. Well, we'll get to that
bomb
later.
Bomb ass?
Stop it. She found an Airbnb right away, and it was like at a good. It is a good price, and it was on the Miami beach. Yes.
All right. I don't know what you're having a seizure, I think. I don't know what's going on.
We got the free parking.
Yeah.
When we arrived at our apartment.
Oh, you see, señorita. Yes, it's y bonita. You have chimichangas.
And tacos.
The tacos
and
burritos.
They were still killing.
So, yeah, the beach place is really good. Jamie did a good job of snagging a last-minute Airbnb on the Miami Beach. Mm-hmm. And it had a discounted price. Yeah. So
a pool, and like we didn't even have to, like, we come out of our hotel building or whatever, and we cross this little pedestrian street where all the hot little Miamians run and walk and bike.
There's a lot of boobs and ass in Miami, right? Well,
I've been looking at tits.
Yeah, I've been playing in the sand. I got some sand in my butthole.
He's fucking burnt, ladies and gentlemen.
I got
He's
red.
A lobster.
It looks like a reverse raccoon.
Yes, raccoon.
I got white eyes and a red face.
Only someone that really kind of maybe likes him would be with him.
Right?
He wanted to wear gross. A fucking red shirt out one night.
My nipples are so red right now. And hairy. I did trim the hair.
Your nipples are always hairy.
What about my asshole? Is that hairy? Okay.
Remember, I shaved your balls once.
That was not. Talk about that. Yeah. Why? I thought, you know, what's the craziest thing a person could do, a man, do with a woman? Be like, hey, babe.
This was pretty
early. Shave my ball sack with all the wrinkles and crinkles and crevices.
This is pretty early on in the relationship.
Right. I said, grab that straight razor and hack my pubes. And you just went to town. You were like, hi-ya! And you went right in there. You put your face.
I did not.
Right by my dick.
You wish I did.
And it started to get the tingles.
I was
like
the fucking Karate Kid. Not with my feet, but with the razor. Ha-cha!
I would hope you wouldn't kick my balls with a razor. That would...
Well, I punched your balls a couple times.
Please don't punch me in the ball sack. I mean, I like a good hand job, but you gotta stop before it's a fist. Don't fist my asshole.
Babe.
Yeah. Fist... Put your mouth and fist your mouth hole on my butt. What? Shaft hole. Shaft hole?
I think you need this.
Right. We did go out tonight and have some have some drinks at the downtown Miami. I will say... Words are hard.
Miami is the dirtiest, expensivest place.
Constipation. Yes, Miami, if you are taking a trip to Miami, don't.
Literally, for like maybe 2 days.
It is fucking filthy down here. There's bums that piss on the street. There's trash. Smelly. It's smelly. Downtown Miami is gross. And it's like triple the price of what you think.
Yeah.
Everything. They like to try to sneak like extra fees and extra charges and everything. You go someplace. It's like $30 for two drinks plus gratuity.
Yeah, but they don't tell you.
They don't tell
you,
gratuity. No.
But I mean, like, the views are good.
Absolutely.
Like, where we're at.
Yes.
And everything. Yeah. But
the skyline is gorgeous. The cityscape. You see all the buildings, the sunset, the clouds. It's beautiful weather. You know,
it's like a good 2 to 3 day little trip.
Trip. No more than that. You don't want to. Some people live down here, and I guess if you had a yacht, and you live on the in a house that's $5 million, and
but some of these people don't. I don't know why they do it.
I don't know. It's not the place to be at for a long period of time.
I mean, the weather's really nice.
The weather is gorgeous.
Just like my face.
Well, your face is gorgeous. You look pretty good. I haven't punched you yet. Let me give you a couple black eyes, and we'll sort it out.
So I just wanted to tell everybody thank you. The podcast's really been taking off. Getting guests on the podcast. I've been guest starring on other podcasts. I've had sponsored segments. So I just wanted to tell everybody thank you for the support. Really appreciate it. Also, next week's podcast, I'll be doing part two of the Florida trip. So make sure you tune in, check that one out. It'll be really, really funny. Until next time, take care. Bye.